97.6 Nelson's Breeze, Billy Joel, She's Always a Woman. Morning, 10 past 8 on your Wednesday with Blee. Yes, sun coming on up in what is going to be a reasonably fine day right throughout Nelson Tasman today. In fact, they say 21 the expected high. We've got 18 in town at the moment. I know Big Brothers, Big Sisters are on the hunt for mentors at the moment. If you've got some time, you can volunteer. If you want to be a volunteer and you're not sure what you'd like to volunteer for, who you'd like to help out and what you'd like to do, well, you've got the chance to find out what we have in Nelson Tasman that you can become a volunteer for. It's a big expo. It is happening this coming Saturday at Annesbrook Church. So it gets underway from 10 running right through until 2 o'clock. And yesterday I popped out to Richmond and I sat down with organiser Chriska Gould and I said to her, how did the idea for the expo come about?
Actually, it was researched by Volunteer Nelson and Age Concern. They were looking to kind of model after Edinburgh in Scotland. They do a volunteer expo where they invite the community in to come meet the local or the regional organizations that need volunteers who do charitable work and work within the community they reside.
And as far as Nelson goes, there are so many different places, there are so many different organisations that just thrive and, to be fair, probably live through volunteers.
Definitely. And what's really nice about this event is we have across the board, I mean, we have some very large organisations, of course, that they need high volume of volunteers. And then we even have some unique small ones that are just looking for people to help run their events or maybe, you know, be part of a festival or fair or whatever. So it's a really great opportunity for the community. And what I like about it, it's kind of a one-stop shop. So for me, if I was looking to volunteer and I had to do calls around or stop in at different locations, this, I can come in between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And just see a whole bunch of different organizations and kind of learn more about them and then kind of make my decision from there.
And when you say a whole heap, we're talking, over 30?
We are talking, right now I'm at 36 organizations. So again, there's going to be something for everyone and it's going to be a really fun event. And we're actually going to even have a little coffee cart if anybody wants to get their coffee and walk around. And we will have some drawing prizes for incentive. I'll share more of that with the people who come in the door, but come along, see what I'm talking about.
And as far as being a volunteer goes, I would imagine the emotional reward for doing something like this would be huge.
Yes, and I've been in volunteer management and fundraising for a very long time, for about 14 years. And so with that said, I find that volunteerism is really rewarding. This event kind of came about from some data. We are kind of looking to connect with our male adults within the community. Newly retired would be ideal. Finding that research is telling us that they need some value because they went to work every day, and where are they getting that value within the community? Volunteerism is a great way to really get that. And you'll love, again, 36 organizations that you can mill around and find something that kind of suits your personality.
The focus a little bit on men, but at the end of it, this is for everyone and anyone, regardless of age.
Correct. It's a community-based event. We welcome everyone. We'll have some fun things there, and you're going to get to know those organizations that are really helping our community thrive.
Yeah, in fact, 36 organizations on the day for the Nelson Connects Volunteer Expo. Like I say, happening this coming Saturday, gets underway at 10 o'clock at the Annesbrook Event Centre or Annesbrook Church. And I've got to say, well done to Age Concern, Volunteer Nelson, and also funding through Nelson City Council to make this happen as well.